It's budget day tomorrow, the last of the current government. There's a lot of money to be spent, much more than was expected. And as you've heard already in the programme, that's expected now to include many giveaways before Christmas. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, is with us. Morning, Micheál.
Morning, Gavin.
So what are we going to get?
Well, I think one of the final pieces of the negotiation, although they have yet to go the full distance and they will conclude today, but in a fairly significant meeting last night, it does seem now that there will be two double child benefit payments made before Christmas. That is fairly unprecedented and fairly noteworthy as well. Also last night at that meeting, things like the Help to Buy scheme for buyers of homes, that's extended to 2029. And it does seem like there is a fairly large amount of money that will be invested, given to people before Christmas, about 2 billion. So there will be greater allocations for things like the living alone allowance and the fuel allowance as well. And of course, there is that energy credit worth €250. Now, when it comes to that core increase in things like the pension and social protection payments, that has to be nailed down yet. It's looking like somewhere between 10 and 12 euro, possibly 12 euro. And there was some dispute in government yesterday as to whether it should apply to job seekers as well, given that there is full employment in the country. But it does seem like it will be across the board.
So there isn't really a row over dole, as suggested, no?
Well, I think there was a difference of opinion. Is the difference of opinion, the question has to be raised, based on the fact that it probably mightn't ever have got over the line, that Fine Gael and Heather Humphreys were looking to that election and looking to the party manifesto and sending a signal out there. There definitely was a difference of opinion, and the minister voiced it very clearly with Justin McCarthy on This Week yesterday. But that does seem to have been resolved now, and it will be across the board.
With so much detail already known now, Micheál, what is still up for discussion, if anything?
I think the exact social protection increases have to be fully finalised. I think, too, the nature of how that cost of living package will be paid out, the lump sum payments and when they will come. Will they all come before Christmas or will some go into the new year? It does seem that the bulk of things will happen before Christmas. I suppose the one reason for that is the accounting reason, that this is money from this year and it has to be invested before the end of the year, that it doesn't become part of next year's budget to stick within the fiscal rules. I suppose others will look at that and they will say all this money, which the Taoiseach was emphasising, they needed to be delivered before Christmas to people yesterday because of the cost of living. Is that a sign that really things are fully in election mode now?
Are there any surprises to look out for?
Well, I think there will still be surprises to look out for. Where exactly, I suppose, things go on the inheritance threshold? Does it rise to 400,000? I think, too, are there further green measures on the environment? It does seem like there will be moves to have more money available for the retrofitting of homes, especially low-income homes. There'll be a focus, too, on areas like education. It does seem like the free school book scheme, that goes all the way to Leaving Cert now. There's more money for SNAs, maybe 1,500 more. And something that probably isn't a large amount of money, but is significant for anyone going to secondary school, it seems like a lot of cash will be made available for pouches for secondary students to put their mobile phones in when it's taken away for them for the duration of the day.
The Apple money, are we going to get any announcement on that tomorrow?
I think there will be an indication of where the Apple money is going. And it does seem that that, by and large, is for big projects, things like the national grid and also a major investment on infrastructure that paves the way for the building of more homes, and with a particular emphasis, too, it seems, on investment in the water system.
Micheál, another threat against the Minister for Justice. What more do you know?
Well, the Minister for Justice yesterday, there was a bomb threat. It does seem that that originated in a prison. The Taoiseach yesterday describing it as horrific and saying this type of behaviour has to be condemned. I think a few hours after it was made, the indications were that the Minister and her family were not in danger at that point. But again, it is seen as alarming and it is something that is rocking the political system and is becoming far too regular.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. And full coverage of the budget here tomorrow, right across RT, radio, television and online. It's 26 minutes past 8.